Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Bill Schauser for Community Comment. We all have a feeling that something is not quite right anymore. The proof stares us in the face every day with wave after wave of financial, economic, social, political, and ecological crisis. From the mid-1990s, the largest American banking, securities, insurance, and accounting corporations joined forces and spent billions of dollars to get rid of all the laws that have protected the American economy and built the middle class for over 60 years. In recent years, a clear and troublesome picture of corporate power has emerged, where rising inequality is now simply the distinction of expanding corporate activity and those being left behind. Today, transnational corporations, 147 of them, control 40% of all global trade. From my perspective, it doesn't matter who is in the White House or which party dominates for corporations to rule. They don't have to lobby the government. They are the government. We don't live in a democracy anymore. We live in a corporatocracy. Democracy and corporatocracy are both built on three pillars: the presidency, Congress, and the Supreme Court, or the heads of big banks, the heads of big corporations, and the heads of government. If the corporatocracy wants a war, they get a war. If they want GMOs, they get GMOs. If they want fracking or a pipeline, they get fracking or a pipeline. They want big banks to control our monetary policy, big banks control our monetary policy. If they want a tax break, they get a tax break. If they want to deregulate to the point of complete irresponsibility to our children and to the earth, they deregulate as much as they care to. And if they see a way to profit from the vulnerability of the old, the disadvantaged, the poor, the young, or sick, then they are given the right to do so. Through their control of politicians, political parties, and corporate media, they do everything necessary to make sure that political candidates who resist them get nowhere near their levers of power. It is not by accident they have created Trump, protected Clinton, and sidelined Sanders. To those who say there is no political revolution, I say if that's true, then that's very sad, because there should be. What's happening in the United States today is a corporate coup of the U.S. government, and anyone who isn't seeing that must not be looking. The net result of this corporate control of governance is that governments come and go, candidates come and go, and political movements come and go, but the corporatocracy remains in charge. One of the greatest experiments in human possibility is slipping through our fingers, for the simple reason that we are allowing it. We are the generation that gets to decide. In the words of Frederick Douglass, power concedes nothing without a demand. It never has and it never will. This has been Bill Schauser for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.